You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
J Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Yeah. You already know the vibes, man. J Street Vibes. A happy J Street Vibes here as we got my main man, Jason Jones of The Athletic. Kenny Caraway of ESPN 1320. D-Lo and KC is the show Monday through Friday. And we happy. Well, at least I'm happy. I don't think Jason's unhappy. He's not unhappy that the Kings won. But obviously, I'm the Kings fan here. I'm happy because the Kings go into Chicago somehow, some way, pull it out 117-114. And Jason, that man, De'Aaron Fox, is him. A game-winning three with 0.7 seconds to go to give the Kings a 117-114 win in Chicago. And the game was really a crazy game, crazy ending. And, I mean, come on, man. De'Aaron Fox. Well, like Hove said, man, what more can I say?
He's all right, you know, I guess. You know, if you like game-winning shots, I mean – you might be impressed with stuff like that. You know, if you're in game winning shots, 30 plus points in a game, stuff like that. I mean, if that stuff gets you going, yeah, he's your guy.
32 points on the night. Crazy enough. One assist for De'Aaron Fox. 32 points, one assist, three rebounds, but he was 12 of 17 from the field, 4 of 6 for three. Obviously, his 4-3 was the biggest one of them all. The game winner, like I said, with 0.7 seconds left. It's funny, Jason. So today I had practice with the kids that I coach, and you know I'm coaching them, and I got the Apple Watch on. I'm checking the score a little bit, and I see the score going. We're doing something that lasts, you know, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, and I go back to the watch to check the score, and it shows the Kings won 117-114. I was like, let's go. Great stuff. So I knew we had the podcast tonight, and I was like, well, let me go back and watch the fourth quarter. And I'm watching, and Fox hits a shot over Beverly to make it 112-106. And I'm like, damn, I mean, did the Bulls hit a shot at the buzzer to make the score look different than what it was? Then DeMar DeRozan shoots a three and it's fouled. I said, wait a minute. Hold up. Did they tie this on a 4-point play? 1-4-2. Wait a minute. Was it a foul? How did it happen? I didn't know how it happened. And then I saw how it all played out with De'Aaron Fox hitting that game winner. And man, if I would have been watching that live, oh yeah, I probably would have lost it. I would have lost it.
Yeah, I wasn't watching it live either. So I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm like, let me go back. What happened? You know, but hey, like I said, you know, anytime you get a road win, you know, you know, I don't say they count double, but they mean something. You can go on the road and win.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, deal with the man that is Pat Bev, you know.
That's your boy.
How is that my boy?
Laker for life.
He said he's coming for the Lakers. So, yeah, we got.
Has he played them yet? They still got to play Chicago.
We got two games with Pat Bev, and Pat Bev basically said he's going to keep the Lakers out the playoffs. So,
Pat Bev need to shut the hell up.
Hey, man, Pat Bev could have been a king.
he didn't want to come to the Kings, man.
Lotte was trying hard to get Pat Bev in sack.
Don't want to be a king, man. But yeah, that was a crazy, crazy ending. And it, so oddly enough, last episode, me and Jason went back and forth about defense and all this other stuff. And I talk about their scoring and all this other stuff. Well, I honestly, Jason, the whole situation, the whole feeling I have derives not from the fact that they score 130 or whatever. It's this stat. I wish I knew what it, exactly what it was. But when they score, we looked at it early, not early in the season, but maybe about a month and a half ago. And it was when they score 114 or more, they were like 28-6.
I thought it was 1-8. I thought it was 118, not 114.
Some other, the other people might have seen it, but I went with 114 when I found the stat. It was 114. And it was like they were like 25-6 when they scored 114 or more. And this was like a month ago. If I had to guess right now, honestly, Jason, they're probably at like 33-9 when they score 114 or more. And that's, it's not to say don't play defense. It was always to be like, well, damn, like this year when they score 114 or more, it seems like they get the W. And they were able to do that tonight. Last, the other night, they scored obviously 114 and lost. But
apparently somehow me saying that they got to play better defense sparked a whole no one plays defense in basketball anymore, so shut up, Jason, because no one plays. I'm like, that's not really true, but okay.
But it was, it's not even that. It was more so of, for me, when they score, they're hard to keep up with. And that doesn't mean that they can't be beaten. But, man, it's tough for them to score. And what I saw tonight was, and I don't think this will be an issue for teams in the Western Conference playoffs, but Chicago is a pretty good defensive team. They held them, you know, below like 120 or whatever the case may be, below their average. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have enough offense to keep up. And I think that's what the Kings have been able to prey on a lot of these teams during the regular season. Like I said, in the Western Conference playoffs, I think all those teams, Minnesota, I'm going to have to see. But most of those teams can keep up offensively. Well, Memphis, I don't know about that either. But you know, that's kind of what happens. They take these guys into deep waters, and they usually can't swim.
Yeah, my thing is just that you can't let teams shoot 50 and 40 consistently. Mm. I mean, and that's just been my thing all year, is that now if say the opponents on average were shooting between about 45, I'd feel a little bit better about them defensively. Mm. But when teams are consistently shooting 50, 51, that means those teams are always in the game from where I sit. And that's always been my thing. It's not that they got to be the old school Memphis Grizzlies where they were, you know, I'm not asking for, I saw a replay of the Pacers and Pistons. It was like 66, 67 in the fourth quarter.
Tayshaun Prince game.
And I'm sitting there going, God, we had to watch that. That was terrible. You know, I'm not saying I want to see that. I'm just saying for the Kings' point of view, you can't just let teams shoot 50% all the time. Mm. And I'm not going to budge off of that. You know, 50-40, you know, to me that just says it's too easy to score. And, you know, I know they can score. But the thing is, when you defend like that and teams can shoot above 50 on you all the time, that means they're never out the game either. Mm. But, you know. And that's been my only point. I mean, people are jumping on me like, oh, you just being a hater. I'm like, no, I would say this about any team.
poor Jason Jones. The Kings fans have been jumping on him for years.
Oh, whatever. Some people, you know, they get 41 wins for the first time in some of their lifetimes, and now they want to tell me to shut up all the time. What do you know about teams making the playoffs?
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing this year, Jason. That's what we're doing.
I always told everybody, this team ever gets decent, not even good. If this team ever gets decent, oh, it's going to be hell to pay for the rest of the basketball world. And I see you every day. That's what we're doing. Y'all going after everybody who said anything ever in life about the King.
We got that Jericho list, and we're going down the list, man. You know,
I remember what you said about the trade last year. Never mind, a lot of people didn't like the trade in Sacramento either. They forgot that part of it.
We talked to those people too. But this game today, De'Aaron Fox, obviously, like I said, 32 on the night. I think, I wish I had it in front of me. I think he had 15 in the fourth quarter. I think
it was ridiculous again. Some ridiculous in the fourth quarter again. But
15 in the fourth
quarter. Maybe they should just tell him. Maybe a tip off to tell De'Aaron that there's only 2 minutes to play, 8 minutes to play in the entire game, and see what he does.
Seriously.
Like, don't even tell him it's the first quarter. Just be like, oh, yeah, De'Aaron, you know, it's the fourth quarter, right? What? What? It is? Oh, it's on. It's like, no. And then you're like, oh, man, you lied to me.
Yeah, and it's time to turn up at that point. But he, you know, he had 32. Domantas Sabonis, in 40 minutes of play, he only took 10 field goals in this game, but he was able to get 14 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, another triple-double for Domantas Sabonis. The triple-doubles aren't becoming a regular thing, but it feels like he either gets one or it's like assist or two shy of a triple-double every night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The replay of the Kings game came on. Like, my man HB was holding on to Vucevic, too. And and get the foul on DeRozan. I'm like, my man, he got a bang for his buck. Poor HB. HB didn't even yell.
Yeah. And that was – and I don't know if you saw – I mean, that's – to be honest with you, it's a weak foul. It's a weak foul. But, I mean, they're gonna make that call. And if anything – the foul on the 4-point play, if anything, they're not going to overturn it. You could say maybe it shouldn't have been called in the first place, and I agree. But once it was called and they had to review it, yeah, they're not going to overturn it.
Because when you slow it down, there's contact.
Yeah, he touched his elbow. So
yeah, so I mean, it was a foul, and part of that is just that. I mean, y'all gonna get mad. That's bad defense. You can't touch that man. You up four.
Yeah, you got to get away from him. Don't even get your hands up in that
And that's HB. HB knows better. You can't get that close. You're up four. A three doesn't beat you.
Yeah.
So, HB probably was like, hey, I'm going to do this so that I'm going to set up De'Aaron.
He did it for dramatic effect. You know, that's what happened. He did it for dramatic effect.
Yeah. So, I mean, but hey, things happen, and the basketball guys, trying to balance out life for the Kings this season.
It all balances out, which means we're probably going to go.
They got away with the Kendrick Nunn non-call.
I'm talking about the Kendrick Nunn non-call. Okay.
I'm just saying, the basketball.
The Kings ever get a tweet about how the refs have sleepless nights after their missed calls?
No, and I
did that after one call.
That is still
only one call this year.
That is still the worst tweet in Twitter history. Because no one in the world believes that. Because here's the thing: when I was on the beat full time back in the day, I often would try to stay where the referees stayed hotel wise. Uh-huh. Sometimes you end up at the same bar with them, and you just shoot the shit with them, and hey, this is going on. Ask them kind of about their job. Mm-hmm. I never once saw a referee sitting somewhere. Just by himself, face buried in a glass of bourbon, but he blew a call in the third quarter and someone fouled out because of him, or he's just killing a bottle of wine, knowing that as they were, what the referees will do is they'll have the iPads and they'll sit together and go through play by play. What did we miss? And that's why maybe part of the reason why I don't kill the refs as much as other people, because I know they're trying to do a good job. They're not trying to be terrible.
I'm sure they're not. You know what kills me about the referees is how they get suckered into calls like nightly. Like, we've watched enough NBA. We know when, I'll just throw James Harden. He's not the only one. But when James Harden goes to the basket and says the defender's arm is across his body, but it's not making contact. We all know James Harden is going to put his arm under the defender's and pull it into him. We all know that. And they get fooled for it every single time. Like, how do you guys get played like suckers every time?
I don't know if they're getting played or they're just calling it the way the rule book tells them to call it, because that's part of the thing too. Before each season, they sit down with us and say, hey, here's what the point of emphasis are. Here's what this is. And we ask them, and they'll tell you in some of those cases, because, you know, like I said, my big thing back in the day was always, how does Dwayne Wade get from the free throw line to the rim without jumping and it's never traveling? I said, he looks like a running back trying to go through. Then that's when I learned about the gather, and it doesn't count on the gather. I'm like, I don't know nothing about basketball. I really don't.
I love to watch a game with an NBA referee. I love to watch it back on the iPad with him. And I'm like, what the hell was you thinking right here? And look, you know how I am, Jason. I always say, if they'd be like, you know what? Man, I missed that one. I'll be like, okay, all right, we can move on with life. But don't explain to me how that was the right call when we all know that's not what the right call was.
And sometimes they'll just say it, I blew it.
Yeah.
You know, the game's moving fast. You know, things happen. And I think part of the issue we have is that, you know, the coaches have a challenge or whatever. But with all this technology, if something is blatant, say, especially in the final, say, minute, why can't there just be an automatic trigger? Like, hey, you missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people are watching the game. They can see that. They could do all that. So I'm with that.
And that's why I see a 2-minute report is a waste of all of our time.
It absolutely is.
Like, yeah, we're going to tell you all the mistakes they made. It's like, some of those mistakes you could have corrected last night. Thanks for telling me now.
Look, thankfully, the 2-minute report is not anything Kings fans worry about too much anymore, man. Thankfully, tonight. They don't have to worry about it either, because De'Aaron Fox hit the game winner. Kings beat the Bulls 117-114. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about De'Aaron Fox and, you know, what's going on with this all-NBA status, this all-NBA possibility for De'Aaron Fox. A lot of buzz of that going on right now. It's Kenny Caraway, BSMN 1320. It's Jason Jones of The Athletic. J Street Vibes. We'll be right back.